Morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. More than 91,000 XL customers across the Front Range are without power this morning. Company officials say they're working as fast as they can to get the power back on, but they did issue more outages this morning following a particularly dangerous designation from the National Weather Service. Forecasters expect more high winds and dry fire conditions across much of the state today. Gusting winds could top 90 miles per hour this afternoon. XL Energy says today's outages will impact customers in Adams, Boulder, Clear Creek, Gilpin, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties, and it could take days to get everything back online. The Trump administration plans to dismantle the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. Here's Lucas Brady Woods.
In a post on social media, White House Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought called the center one of the largest sources of, quote, climate alarmism in the country. He wrote that any vital work will be moved to another entity or location. The research lab was established in 1960 to study and predict the planet's weather systems. It employs nearly 1,000 people. The decision to break up the center drew strong backlash from Colorado Democrats, including Governor Polis and Congressman Joe Neguse, who represents Boulder. It comes after the Trump administration announced it would cancel environmentally focused transportation grants to Colorado, and after Colorado refused to grant the administration's request to transfer former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters into federal custody.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order reclassifying cannabis as a Schedule 3 drug. That would put it on par with Tylenol with codeine. It's currently listed as a more dangerous Schedule 1 drug. The move also opens doors for cannabis research in Colorado, and it changes the federal tax code. The change means weed businesses would be able to deduct operating expenses from their income taxes. In Metro Denver, mostly sunny with a high near 56, but very windy. This is CPR News.